Welcome to 180view.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. So why ignore media types? Well, I think we first need to start by acknowledging that there are some very competent individuals sitting behind a mic. As for the majority, however, I think the reason most of you would sit for ignoring them is their biased reporting. Now, in defense of those individuals, if your audience was comprised of a bunch of insecure individuals, you know, in search of emotional support, you too be tempted to spew crap so as to make your followers feel relevant. Shifting the focus back to the speakers. So the second and by far more significant reason to ignore the overwhelming majority of individuals behind a mic is their inability to engage critical thinking, or as some of us would say, connect dots. A few examples. Number one, small town economies, specifically the decline of their main street businesses. Now, perhaps if the residents had shopped at the local businesses and not big chain stores, their main streets wouldn't be awash with empty storefronts. I mean, I'm not saying that's the sole factor related to small towns, just pointing out it is a relevant factor, and a factor I've never heard in my entire life a journalist raise. On to another, the quote, opioid crisis. There is no opioid or fentanyl crisis. America has a redneck crisis. I mean, barring those who are given a prescription by a doctor, the user voluntarily made a decision to become a drag on society. So, I mean, sympathy for said individuals, just like alcoholics, isn't warranted. Again, a point I've never heard from a journalist. Another example, crime, specifically the relationship between crime and the economy. Now, according to some people behind the mic, carjackings only occur because some individual had to get to work but misplaced his bus pass and didn't have enough cash on hand for a ride. I mean, seriously. Anyhow, another hot button topic. The state of people's health and their access to meds, shots, etc. So maybe we should start by asking why one needs medical attention. Yep, maybe call people out for their crappy diets and lack of exercise. Address the root problem, not the band-aids. The illogical thinking occurs off mic as well. I find especially entertaining when the guest a journalist brings in to cover a science matter is a journalist who reports on a topic to be discussed. I mean, seriously, your A-game is a reporter who reports on a topic? I mean, are we to assume that all those who work in the field blew you off, say, to dig up a journalist? Anyway, by the way, one's ability to connect dots doesn't improve with time/experience. So if that person behind a mic can't connect dots, move on, as their handicap won't disappear. To close this recording out, I will simply say, if one is too insecure to handle listening to a person who disagrees with them, maybe they should see a doctor. Thank you for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material.